This is called A Few of My Favorite Things. Do I have that title correct?
Correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Where'd the idea for this come from?
Well, we had a membership meeting at the West Central Illinois Arts Center last year, and after the meeting, several people came up with ideas, but this one originated with Bill Mockestead. And then Fred kind of expanded on it to include not only the artwork from various members of the West Central community, but also to include a story background behind it. And they have turned out to be compelling.
Yeah. Can you explain the concept here, A Few of My Favorite Things? What is going to be in this exhibit?
Well, we saw it as a community exhibit, a communal exhibit, where people in Macomb and surrounds would get involved in the art center, but not just giving us a work to put on the wall, but to detail in some way a story, why they like the work, why they purchased it, so that we would have a kind of interaction that is not normally there in art galleries, where you will have the story, which is hopefully equally as compelling as the artwork itself. And we're not looking for Rembrandts, $50 million Rembrandts that people want to show. We want things that people really like. They might have paid $5 for the work from an art fair, or they might have inherited it. But the basic idea is to get more people to understand more things about art.
Sort of from their own personal collection, one of their favorites, and a story that goes with it.
Correct, yes.
And I think it opens up the discussion as to what really is art, why people like art, what is good art, why do they collect art. So there's a lot of aspects to art, actually.
Well, and it sounds like we could have a whole wide range of styles on display during this exhibit. Are you finding that as you talk to people who are going to be contributing pieces to the show?
I think that's very true. We haven't started getting the works in yet, but if the works we have already just show such a diversity of things, objects, that you know, you don't necessarily see unless you go to people's homes, and then they're in a different environment completely. So that these works are out of context in one way, they're in context in another, in that we are saying this is a part of Macomb that we would not normally ever see, and that we want to get people involved in the art center as a place where all kinds of different activities go on. Unlike the Performing Arts Center on campus, this will be a multi-purpose building, and which is, I think, part of any town in Iowa or even in Illinois some ways, that we want to expand the notion that it's not just art on the walls. It can be performances of some kind, poetry readings. So it becomes a center of cultural activity, which I think is perhaps needed on the square. You go to Bloomington or you go to Burlington. The arts center are a pretty pivotal part of the community there.
Yeah, that includes theater and music, dance, all sorts of the various arts, poetry reading, I think
yes.
You've said, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned it as a community center. I mean, it's also rented out for various events, too.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. I think an issue, obviously, of bringing good doctors or lawyers or industry to Macomb is a quality of life issue in many ways. And this, I think, enhances that concept that people here will say, wow, have you seen XY in the art gallery? You should go and see it. It's something that enhances people's concept of what life is about.
Are these all two-dimensional, or do you have any three-dimensional pieces that will be in this particular exhibit?
This particular one is strictly limited to two-dimensional. And getting back to one of your previous questions, we have all sorts, even at this early a date, but we have some, like a woodcut made by a former high school student of one of the teachers. We have photographs done by relatives, such as a great-great-grandfather. There are paintings from people from around the area, some of which you wouldn't expect, like Dr. Henus, who had been a noted physician in the area, that I had no idea he painted. So it's just a very interesting and diverse group of two-dimensional works.
How did you decide whose works to include in this exhibit?
The basic idea was to include people who were not normally members, who come to the exhibitions anyway, and to reach out into the community to people such as John Sullivan or the mayor, Mike Inman, or other people in the city who, you know, have very busy lives, but who might want to get more involved in at least this exhibition to see what we're doing. So there are people who hopefully will keep on coming to the exhibits and be supportive in any way, shape, or form so that we can improve the center as time goes on.
How many people did you approach about this?
We were shooting for 35, and I don't almost everybody responded positively. So yeah, it might have been between 35 and 40. Yeah.
So that's what we can anticipate with this exhibit is 35 to 40 pieces on the walls?
Yes, I'd say that would be just about right.
Yeah, there might be a few more, there might be a few less, but certainly that's about enough to fill the art center in the space that we have available.
And Dean, I know from our conversations with you, you even have a waiting list now, as people have heard about what's being planned.
Yes, this seems to be a very popular show, and even last night someone told me they put me on the waiting list for next year. So we anticipate this will be a forthgoing thing over the years.
And, I have to say that obviously I've been retired from the Art Department of Western, and actually I was in charge of the gallery once upon a time, but working with Dean has been a real pleasure. He is very instrumental in making things happen down there on the arts, on the city square in the art gallery.
I guess that's why you're the gallery director, huh?
He's the boss, best boss I've ever had.
What can you tell us a bit about a few of the people who've been invited to exhibit a piece in the show?
Well, the variety, Bill Ponson, our judge, mm-hmm. has let us have one of the woodcuts they purchased from, I think it was New Mexico and Arizona, of that very colorful landscape, and it's just a beautiful piece. Sue Zent has an Iowa landscape, and that's a fascinating story about how she saw this in a little kind of restaurant attached to a gas station and asked the lady who was serving her how much was it, and they agreed to a price, and she said, "Who's the artist?" And the lady said, "That's me." So it was kind of a nice interaction for her to, really like the work and I'm sure appreciate.
And on Sue's, she was already familiar with the artist because she had seen works and had liked them in various Iowa galleries, such as in Des Moines. So when she ran across this one, it was just quite a surprise that she also ran into the artist.
Dean, you mentioned you plan to do the show again, perhaps make it an annual show. Is that the idea?
It's possible, yeah. We always keep our options open, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you see inviting some of the same people, or will you try to get an entirely new, I guess, round of people submitting artwork a year from now?
I anticipate in the next few years to ask different people, and then perhaps we'll cycle back through and get some repeaters as well.
I think I need to add one more aspect to the show, and that is the art of collecting. We all have different tastes and ideas about what art is or what it isn't, but people get hooked on collecting. I mean, the Walmart, Alice Walmart down in Crystal Bridges is an amazing collection that she started. And then in San Francisco, the addition of the collection, I can't remember, to their exhibition, it was just fantastic that people over the years who are not involved in art would suddenly catch this kind of habit and then expand and with lots of money, of course, be able to give it away in the end. The Gap is the collection that is absolutely fantastic in San Francisco. The Bradley collection in Milwaukee was another. You know, you can't buy these things today. I mean, Alice Walton, with all her billions, cannot buy the works that were available 10 or 15, 20 years ago. But we all have that little or sometimes larger niche about what we want and how we, why we like it and so forth. And so that's, again, the basis of what's going on.
You are both artists. Do you also collect works of other artists?
I do. I mean, over the years, I've traded mostly for prints. In fact, I donated 120 prints to the collection at Western over the years, which is, you know, for me, that's a good way to get public, you know, the public involved in. So, yes, the privilege of being an artist is also the privilege of being able to trade.
There have been a lot of, since I retired, I've been taking some classes out at Western, my wife and I have, and therefore we see a lot of student artwork and a lot of good student artwork, and we've purchased both two-dimensional and three-dimensional pieces, and I just feel it really warms the home and the stories behind it, and it's a lot of fun collecting.
And I should say that if you visit an artist's home, you'll know that they're in art. There's a whole different flavor in many ways to a home that is either an artist or who is a kind of a friend of an artist. It just, the walls become, the walls speak in a way, in an aesthetic that you normally don't get.
Since you're both collectors, will you each have a piece in this show?
No, neither of us will.
No.
Again, we're trying to reach out to people who normally have not participated in an art show, especially at our gallery.
Actually, that's true, that we will not put our own work in, but somebody can put one of Dean's works in or
sure.
one of my work if they want to. I know somebody who I'm trying to persuade not to because they have more interesting things in their home than what they purchase from me. But if it's the case, it's the case. But we don't want artists to say, well, I want to put my work in into the show.
Okay. But you're not putting anything that you own into the from other artists into the show?
No.
No.
All right. When does the show open?
The first day is June 22nd. And the opening reception is on that same day from 6:30 to 8 o'clock.
At the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the square in Macomb.
That's
How long does the exhibit continue?
Until July 27th, I believe, is the last day.
All right. Has it been difficult to put this together since you have so many different people contributing something, people who are not accustomed perhaps to bringing something to an art center? Has it been difficult to organize this and get this all put together?
Well, other than coming up with a list of people that we thought would have collections and that we wanted to approach, I wouldn't say it was out of the ordinary amount of work. Occasionally you have to remind someone that they received an email, but that goes along with just about every show I've ever helped hang.
Perhaps even fewer headaches since you're not dealing with artistic types this time.
No, I would not say that, Rich.
Excuse me. Anything either of you would like to add about the exhibit? Anything I have not touched on here?
Well, it's open to the public, and hopefully people will take advantage of the fact that I think it's over Heritage Days, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The reception, the opening reception would be the Friday of Heritage Days weekend, and that's open to the public?
That's correct. Yeah. Just almost every Friday we're open from 4 to 7, and Saturdays the gallery's open from 10 to 4. And since this is Heritage Days, we're also looking at opening it up possibly on Sunday and maybe extending the hours a little bit so people might keep their eyes open for that.
All right. That should do it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.